Monday the 23rd of February, cough test Shabbat, Rabbi Leib Kellerman, the sixth dialect, communicating when words are not enough.
There's apparently a stira in the Sanhedrin. Quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Daigablevi Yashichena. Gemara in Yuma says, Yashichena le'acherim. If a person is concerned, he has difficulties, he should tell over these difficulties to somebody else. It'll give him relief. The Friedlander explains as follows. In the Sifsei Chaim he says, Kasher mishu mashu lochets umeik ala adam. When there's something that is pressuring and disturbing a person, you'll see it's a davar hachutza. So he should express this problem. Vayedezeh lo yilachets alav yoter. And that will reduce the pressure that he's feeling, this internal pressure that he's feeling because of these worries. Kikolo tuman etargoshosav v'tchushosav b'kirbo. For as long as he contains within himself these negative feelings, so hashpat tanalav chazaki yoter, the effect of those negative feelings on him is much stronger. V'zos heim l'chiyu v'heim l'shlilo. This could be in a positive fashion or a negative fashion. In other words, when we hold something in, it intensifies the emotion. So, Friedlander says, when you hold something, it intensifies the emotion. The problem is, there's another passage in Friedlander that reads as follows, speaking about kas. He says, "Mailet ashtika otseret v'chosemet et yitpartzus akas." This quality of silence, of not speaking, of holding it in, so it muzzles and it contains, it stops outbreaks of anger. Why should it stop an outbreak of anger? Hare, if you hold something in, it intensifies the feeling. He says, "Ve'lu le'ashtika, were not for silence, haya adam elu liftoch etzlo, b'yeter seis et hakas." Were not for silence, the person would actually express his kas, the kas would develop further inside of him, and he would feel it even more intensely. Ve'alkein avodas ha'adam, therefore the avod of a person, is la'mo al ma'ilas ashtika, is to work very hard in developing this quality of silence. Shayada lo yavo klali de kas. Through this quality, a person will avoid feeling any kas whatsoever. The more that you hold it in, the more the emotion of kas dies down. Vaf lo li torot de kas, and he'll never therefore explode with kas. With all other emotions, the pasuk says, and Friedlander says, if you hold it in, it becomes more intense. When it comes to kas, if you hold it in, if you don't express it, it goes away. So what's the difference between kas and all other emotions? So the key, I believe, is understanding what is the definition of kas. Kas is this person or this circumstance, or it could even be Baruch Hu, is not doing what I want. And because the circumstance or this person or Baruch Hu is not doing what I want, I explode with fury. It turns out that kas is all about me. When I put myself at the center of the world, that's kas. So then why is it that not expressing kas, why is it not speaking kas out, would actually get rid of it? Hooray, normally when I hold emotions in, it intensifies it. So there's Gemara in Chulin, Daf Pei Tes, that hints that blima, silence, is the exact opposite of focus on self. The Gemara there reads as follows, Amar Rava, Vitein Rav Yochanan. Gavu shenemar b'Moshe v'Aaron yoter mima shenemar b'Avram. What was said about Moshe and Aaron was greater than what was said about Avraham. Dilu b'Avram ksi, by Avram the Pasuk says in Bereishis, v'anochi afar ve'efer. We are dust and ashes. Dilu b'Moshe v'Aaron. When it comes to Moshe and Aaron ksi, there the Pasuk says, v'nachnu ma. We are ma, ephes, zero. Amar Rava, Rav explained, Vitim Rav Yochanan, Eina ula mitkaim ela bishvil Moshe v'Aaron. The whole world only survives because of Moshe and Aaron, who called themselves ma, zero. Where do we see the whole world only survives because of Moshe and Aaron, who called themselves nothing? K'siv hocha v'nachnu ma, k'siv hasam tola eretz al blimo. There's an association between nachnu ma, we are zero, I disappear from the picture, and Tola Eretz al Blima, The Gemara goes on, I'm Rav Eloy. Eina olam iskaim ela bishvil misha bolim et atzmo b'shas meriva. The whole world only survives because of someone who swallows himself up at the time of argument. Rashi says, shebolim atzmo sogar et piv. What do you see? You see that Moshe and Aaron are associated with Ma, with Ephes, with no ego whatsoever. And Moshe and Aaron are associated with Tola Eretz al Blima, which is silence, Rashi says, closing their mouths at the time of argument. So what we see is that closing one's mouth at the time of argument is associated with lack of ego, with disappearing. So if it's true that in fact closing one's mouth is an indication that I am not the most important thing in the world, then it should be that when someone speaks, they are actually trying to call attention to themselves, and they are making themselves the center of the world. Speech could be an expression of gaiva. That's exactly what Friedlander says in another passage. He says, "Adibur shorsho mutbaba adam." Speech is something which is implanted in people. Teva adam shu rotzeh ledaber lepatpei. People love to speak. They love to constantly say things. The koach adibur v'anashibo, the whole power of dibur and the pleasure that we get from it. It also comes from this root within a person that makes him want to stick out and appear in front of others. We feel a need to speak in front of others in order to show ourselves to them and to stick out in front of them. A person imagines the more that a person speaks, the more words that he says, kach yavlit et ani shelo. To that extent, his ani also sticks out. So it turns out that speech is all about me and being present. Silence is all about a negation of ego. It would then make sense that normally when you hold an emotion in, that emotion becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. If you don't express it, it eats away at you. But by kas, it's unusual, because kas is all about ego. It's all about me. You're not doing what I want. And by kas, if I go into a state of silence, so achrei maisim nimshachim alavavos, when I go into a state of silence, that negates ego. Once ego is negated, that is the petrol, that's the gasoline that actually drives the anger. And therefore, a state of silence will cause anger to become less, even though silence normally makes emotions more and more and more intense. We see two things. Point number one is we see that silence, because it's a negation of self, it actually becomes a focus on the other. A Balabhatish way of saying this is you could just say that when I'm quiet, that I can hear what you have to say. And of course, it's much deeper than that. I actually get out of the way so that I can perceive you. But silence is all about making room for the other. Agav, a second chiddush, which is not a large chiddush, but just something small, is that we tend to think intuitively that those who have the podium, those who have access to the microphone, are the most powerful people on the planet. And a newscaster on the BBC, that person can really influence the world tremendously. The Gemara said the exact opposite. The Gemara Chulin said, "Eina olam iskaim ela bishvil Moshe v'Aaron." The whole world only lasts because of Moshe and Aaron. So the Sifrei Chaim explains, what does it mean the whole world only lasts because of Moshe and Aaron? He says, "Ba'otam yid she'adam chay behargoshes shel v'nachnu ma." To the extent that a person lives with this feeling of v'nachnu ma, that I'm Ephes, I'm zero, blima, silence. Without any feeling of self-importance. Umavatel ta'ani shalo, to the extent that he is mavatel his own ani, he gets rid of his ego. Bazeh hu hores umavatel et the mechitza b'ino l'vein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this, he eliminates the mechitza that separates himself from the Borei Olam. And once that mechitza is down, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashva can flow towards him. Mikoach Maila Tov, Yikaruso El Hashem Yisbarach, because of his great Maila of lack of ego, his humility, and because of his resulting closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Huzocha Lashpia et Melo Shafo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lekol Olam Kulo. He is Zocha to allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shefa to pour through him to the whole world. Kvisha Amar Chazal, right? When they said Ha'olam Miskayim, the whole world continues to exist because of Moshe and Aaron. Kalomar, that is to say, Kiyum Ha'olam hu mikoach otam yechidim shechayim bar gosha v'akar shel v'nachnu ma. The whole world only survives because of those individuals who live with this feeling of v'nachnu ma, self-negation. U'b'schusam hu tola eretz al blima. In their merit, the world continues to exist. The most powerful people in the world are the people who do not take the microphone, the people who do not take the podium, those who sit quietly, who can contain themselves at the time of anger and do not necessarily speak. The Rambam explains that there are five different types of speech. Or if I could use a metaphor, he says there are five different choreographies of the tongue. And he explains, this is the Rambam in Pirkei Avos, the first parak, on the Mishnah, Shimon ben Omer, Kol Yimai, Gadalti ben Elchamin, V'lo Matzati L'guf Tov Mishtika. The Rambam explains, the five types of speech are, type number one, mitzvah, something that I'm mitzvah to do. What is that? Learning Torah. The second type of speech is nizar mimenu. It's types of speech that are forbidden. He says that's like Ibu Sheker, Dvar Sheker, Rechilus, Klola, Nivlus Peit, Lashon Hara. All these types of forbidden speech, they are the second type of speech. There's mitzvah, there's that which is forbidden, nizar mimenu, there's nimas. Nimas, he describes as being meaningless schmoozing. He says, "B'mash ira mashahaya uma min hagi amelech." What's in the news today? What was in the news yesterday? What is the king up to? Ve'echai ta'asibat mavis ploni. How did this person die? What was the natural cause? O'echi dasher ploni. How did this person become rich? All of this meaningless schmoozing is mutter, but it's not encouraged. The fourth type of speech is what he calls ehuv, beloved speech. And the way he describes it is this is musar, in song and speech. When I inspire myself or I inspire others by speaking or by singing, he says that's called ehuv. It's encouraged. It's not a mitzvah, but it's encouraged. And the fifth type of speech, the fifth choreography of the tongue, he says is mutar. Mutar, he says, are the necessities of life. What you have to go shopping for, what sort of errands have to be run, just in order to keep life going. There is one type of speech which is not ever mentioned by the Rambam. And we know that it is a certain type of speech, but the Rambam doesn't talk about it. It would be a sixth dialect if the Rambam would mention it, and that is speech that is used in order to build relationship. Speech that is used for love, in order to express love, or in order to in some way convey or create closeness. It could be that the reason the Rambam doesn't mention a sixth dialect, a dialect of relationship, is because the Rambam is only describing dialects which are spoken. And it could be that the dialect of relationship, the dialect where I get out of the way so that I can actually see you, is not actually a spoken dialect. That is a dialect of silence. My Rebbe said that there are madregos of this sixth dialect, this dialect of silence. There's a type of silence which is very watered down, and therefore there's still some verbal content to this silence. So this would be silence, quote-unquote silence. It's a type of speech where I get out of the way. I'm almost not present. And an illustration of this would be a maisa by Rousseau Salanter. The maisa was that Rousseau Salanter was traveling with some of his chaverim, and they came to an inn, and they it was late at night, and they asked the innkeeper, would it be possible for us to stay here? And she explained to them that there was no room in the inn. Rousseau Salanter interceded and said, please, we have no other place to stay. And the innkeeper said, Seder Gemur, I'll allow you to stay at my inn. I'll make a space for you. And she exerted herself, and she actually made a special space for them to stay. The next morning, at breakfast time, Rousseau Salanter and Chaverim were sitting at the table, and they were eating and they were learning. And the innkeeper came by, and Rousseau Salanter greeted her. He interrupted his learning, and he greeted her. And then he said to her, by the way, I see that you have fresh eggs here. How many chickens do you have? And she explained how many chickens she had. And how many cows do you have? And she explained how many cows she had. Is it difficult to take care of them? And he engaged her in conversation like this. When the conversation was done, Rousseau Salanter's chaverim turned to him, and they said to him, what were you doing? Obviously, that was complete dittletor. What was Rousseau Salanter involved in? And Rousseau Salanter explained that that was important for her. Those were things that were important for her to speak about. And they were, of course, meaningless to her, Hirsch Salanter, but he felt that he could do a favor for her, a tova for her, and repay her for her kindness by discussing with her what was important to her. That was Hirsch Salanter getting completely out of the way, mavatling his ego entirely, lowering himself and engaging in talk which was of no interest to him whatsoever. Why? In order to make room for this other woman. That would be a version of silence that's still spoken, a very watered-down version of silence. There's a second madriga. There's a second madriga where it's not quite spoken, but it's not entirely silent. Where do we find a hint of this? The Gemara in Psachim says as follows. Amar Reish Lakish, this is Psachim Nun Vav. Amar Reish Lakish. Vayikra Yaakov al Bana vayomer he'asu v'agida lachem. Yaakov said to his children, gather together and I will tell you. Bikesh Yaakov legalos l'banav esaketz. Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell his children when Mashiach would come. Nistak mimen ha'shchin, the Shechina left him. Amar chas v'shalom yesh v'mitasi psul. Perhaps the reason that the Shechina has left me is because there's some psul in my children, and of course, Baruch Hu does not want me to express to my children when the kates will come. Amar lo bana, his children said to him, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right? Abba, Avinu, listen, just as with you, right, you believe Hashem Echad, we also believe Hashem Echad. Amru, Kishem, She'em, believe Chayela Echad, they said to him, just as in your heart there's only one God, Kach Bilibeinu Echayela Echad, so too in our heart there's only one God. Botashah, Patach Yaakov, at that moment Yaakov began to speak. V'amar, Baruch Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed. Amru Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, Hechi Navid, how should we behave? Nemru, should we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Ve'ed? Lo Amru Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say that. Lo Nemru, should we not say Baruch Shem? Amru Yaakov. Yaakov said it. And then the Gemara adds, the way that my Rebbe learned this Gemara, this is an appendage. The Gemara adds, Hiskinu Shiyu Omri Mota B'Chashai. The Chachamim were mataking that we should say this in a whisper. Why do we say it in a whisper? So Rebov explained the following. He says as follows. Yesh lanu mitzvah liyachid et Hashem yisparach. We have a mitzvah to be yachid kodesh baruch hu. Yesh lanu mitzvah zu shtei madregos. There's two madregos of yichud. Two which are really three. Hasrafim omrim melo kol haaretz kvodo. The srafim, they have total clarity. They realize, of course, baruch hu's kavod fills the entire world. Hainu she'enem roim kan shum davar achotitz b'shnei abor. That is, they don't see any chatzitza between the borim and the olam. That is, all they see is a kodesh baruch hu. Lo guf, lo geshem. They see nothing physical. Lo teva v'lo yetzer. Rak kvodo yisparach. All they see is a kodesh baruch hu's kavod. Mamash ein od milvado. There's really nothing but a kodesh baruch hu. That's the perspective of the srafim. And that was the perspective of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu could not see anything other than the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There was no chatzitza whatsoever. We intellectually know that really there's only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But we don't have a palpable experience of this. Why? We actually do experience physicality. We do believe, but we feel palpably, we experience that there are things besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We feel that there's a physicality, a yetzer, a maisa around us. Therefore, we have to be miyachid yichudo in a different way. We act as if there is a body, teva, maisa, v'yetzer, of al Kodesh Baruch Hu, huhenu adon aleihem. But we act as if al Kodesh Baruch Hu is the master over everything that is physical. We admit the existence of this illusion called physicality. V'ein maisa matzliach bli ezrato. We believe that no maisa could actually be successful without al Kodesh Baruch Hu's help. But we call it al Kodesh Baruch Hu's help, as if al Kodesh Baruch Hu is helping us, as if we exist, as if we're doing something. V'ein teva po bli ritzona. We believe that teva doesn't act without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, but we still believe there's teva. V'ein aguf chai bli hashpato. We believe that our bodies don't live without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpa, but we still believe in a body. Zeo ha-yichud shelanu. This is a much lower madrig of yichud. Alav mechavim baruch shem kavod malchus olam v'ed. That is what's hinted to in the yichud of baruch shem kavod malchus olam v'ed. So we articulate Yaakov Avinu's yichud, but we are not even on the madrig of Yaakov Avinu. And that's why the Rabbanan, when they were talking Baruch Shem, they were talking that although Yaakov could say it out loud, because Yaakov really believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge of everything, and he felt that to his core, by us there's still a pagam in our emunah, And we are not even on the Madrega of Yaakov Avinu, where we believe that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is truly running everything that's physical. By us, there's a hefsek adas, there's some degree of feeling that perhaps we're in charge of something. And for that reason, Rav Volbeck explained, we say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso B'chashai. Why? Because things that I don't fully comprehend, I can't fully express physically, I can't actually articulate. There's a madrega of speech where not only does my ratzon start to disappear, like Rav Yisrael Salanter's ratzon disappeared, but he was still present. There's a point where not only do I not have a ratzon, I don't even have comprehension anymore. And as my comprehension drops, so does the tone of my voice. There's a third madrega. This is the highest madrega. And this is the madrega where I go into complete silence. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa said in the Gemara in Brachos, Igra de Beitamya Shtikusa. When we go to a house of mourning, so the schar that we get is for the silence. Because that's something that's completely incomprehensible to us. We cannot fathom din. Rav Volbeck explains, Milim hem kelim la'avoda kashyani mevin v'roa ha'tov. He says that words are the tool that we use to express things that we see and comprehend, things that are good to us. Shtika, he says, silence. He says, Hu keli la'avoda kasher inenu mevin. That is the tool that I use to express what I do not understand. The matzav shel din, for example, the situation of din. There I do not understand what's happening. There, the way that I express what I'm experiencing is through silence. The yidom aron, the kibel sachar al shtikuso. Aaron was silent and he received schar for his silence. Eich liyachis dvarim shani mevin. How do I relate to things that I understand? So he says, kol yelad yodea. Any child knows how to do that. Aval trichin l'mod, eich liyachis dvarim l'maylam ha'savateinu. But we have to learn, we have to train in how to relate to those things that are beyond our comprehension. V'chein shtika nikra umnus b'gemara. That's why shtika is called in the Gemara an umnus, a profession. It's something that we must train in. Perhaps one more point and then we'll conclude. Leah's tongue danced in the first five dialects. That was her choreography. Rachel's tongue danced in the sixth dialect. She was silent when her husband was taken. That's why the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah says, Leah tafsa plach hodaya. Leah grabbed a hold of the avoda of praise. V'amdu emena bale hodaya. And there descended from her many masters of praise. Yehuda, the Yaker Yehuda v'yomer tzad kamimeni. Right? Yehuda admitted. David Amar, Hodu l'Hashem kito. Daniel Amar l'cha. Daniel Amar, Lech eloka ahasi mechodu m'shebeach ana. Rachel tafsa plach shtika. Rachel grabbed a hold of the avod of shtika. V'amdu kol banea bale mastirin. And then therefore all of her descendants were bale mastirin. Right, Binyamin, Yashpe. What does it mean? Yesh po yodea b'mechirata shel Yosef enu magi. Shaul, v'et dvar melucha lo yigidlo. Esther, ein Esther magedet ama v'et mulavata. Conclude in this way. What is the purpose of the five dialects of spoken speech? So, the Sefer Chinuch says, this is Mitzvah Taf Reish Vav, Parshas Bikurim. He says, Lafisha Adam Ma'orir Machshvosav. A person awakens his thoughts, Mitzayir Bil Vavo, and he pictures in his heart Ha'emes B'Koch Divrei Piv, by expressing things and articulating them. Alkein Beheiti Velav Hashem Baruch Hu. Therefore, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu does good things for him, like giving him fruits, Baruch Hu Tov Et Admaso, when he's blessed and his land is blessed, V'Zaka Laviyam L'Beit Elokeinu, and he merits to bring these fruits up to the base of Mikdash. It's appropriate for him to awaken his heart and to think that everything came from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he awakens, he affects his guf, and he creates an awareness in the guf by speaking. What's the purpose of silence? If the purpose of speech is to affect the guf and to drive into the guf what I comprehend, the purpose of silence is also to affect the guf, but to drive into the guf an awareness about it, what I do not comprehend. It's a self-nullification. It's a removal of gaiva. It's making myself small enough so I can actually have a relationship with another. And we should be zocha through our science who like to have a relationship, a proper relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu, and also be not alone.